I want to talk to you. I'll talk to you by the Spirit. I sense the Holy Ghost in this place. Wanna thank everybody for coming out Sunday evening and Sunday morning. Sunday evening for helping us. It's such an awesome experience of ordaining Therese and of course his wife along with him. But there's some things in the realm of the Spirit that are about to be manifest in the midst of the church. I trust everybody went out and voted yesterday. Amen. And I'm so glad that I finally broke through into the realm of prayer more than I ever prayed before. And I thank all of you for joining me because we're going places in the realm of the Spirit of the living God that we never been in before. And things gonna happen in this earth in the last days that the church haven't seen and the world hadn't seen it. But it's gonna affect so many lives. Glory to God. In our lesson tonight, we're talking about the wealth of God. And the wealth of God is God is hidden, was hidden. You hear what I'm saying? Was hidden, but it's now revealed. And the wealth of God is Christ. And I want to talk about Christ, and I want to talk about him in a mystery, and I want to talk about him in wisdom. And I'm going to read something. Notice that it says in the book of Colossians, and I read that, chapter 1, let's read that again, real quick. The book of Colossians, chapter 1. Notice these verses. I'm just going to start at verse 26. Even the mystery which has been hid. Notice, even the mystery which had been hid from ages. No, it's just not one age, but ages. And from what? Generation. A lot of generation didn't know this. I want you to follow me now. But now is what? To who? And verse 27 says, to whom God would do what? What is the riches? Notice, not only he's going to make known the mystery, but he's going to make known what is the riches of the mystery. What is the riches of the mystery? Okay? What is the riches of the glory of this mystery among who? The Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Listen what the psalmist says. This, you can follow me in this. King James, Psalm 36. Listen to these things, these verses. See, they was talking about this mystery, but it was, at this time it was not revealed. But listen what it says. Psalm 36, verse 6. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgment are great deep. O Lord, thy pleasant man, thou preservest man and beast, right? How excellent is thy loving kindness, O Lord, O God, rather. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be what? I want you to hear this now. They shall be how? Abundantly satisfied. With what? Now, why do we leave the house of God? Why do people walk away from the house of God? Because they don't know. In the house of God, there's all you need. And he said, thou shalt be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of the house of God. And when we mention the house of God, we immediately think about this building. But they ain't talking about that. You're talking about this building. You can be in this church every time that door opens, then be poor as a snake. Amen. Poor as a snake is a snake. Lost as a goose. Okay. What he's saying, when you receive what he's saying here, and you start by receiving Jesus. And once Jesus become your Lord, then you have been divinely connected to the house of God, to the things of God. All right, so let me go on. He said, and thou shalt make them drink of what? The rivers of thy pleasure. What is God's pleasure? His pleasure is to heal you, save you, fill you, keep you, lead you, guide you, teach you. It's his good pleasure to make sure you have everything you need in life. If it pertains to life, it's his good pleasure to do it. And so he will have you to drink. He wants you to drink of his good pleasure. How do you partake? If I set you down to my table and give you all this good tea and Kool-Aid and all the good drinks, and you sit up there and look, and get up and say, I'm so thirsty. I sure wish I had something to drink. Whose fault is it? Because he wants you to learn how to drink of his good pleasure.